This is the BBC.
You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Brain of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davies.
Welcome to the Radio Theatre in London, where we're about to find out which of our 2018 Brain of Britain contenders will take the one remaining place in the final this year. One of the foursome who've gathered on the stage with me will be coming back next week with a real chance of being named the 65th BBC Brain of Britain. Let's meet our last four semi-finalists.
Hello, I'm Mark Cooper, a public servant from Brighton.
Hello, I'm Diana England, a housewife from Penrith.
Hi, I'm Mark Eaves, an accountant from Bexley.
Hello, I'm Paul Pryor, a retired instrument technician from Ormskirk in Lancashire.
Welcome back indeed, all of you. No need to remind you of the rules, but might I remind you, please, to make sure you hold off from flashing in for a bonus until the first person asked has had their full 10 seconds thinking time. We'll be policing that more carefully than ever at this crucial stage of the tournament. Good luck all. Let's begin the first round of today's semi-final with you, Mark Cooper. The screenwriter Sarah Phelps caused some dissent among fans of Agatha Christie with a 2018 TV adaptation which substantially changed the ending of which of Christie's novels?
Ordeal by Innocence?
Yes, published in 1958. I won't spoil it, but the identity of the killer was changed, which is rather a radical move. On his birth in April 2018, Prince Louis, the third child of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, acquired what position in the order of succession to the throne of the United Kingdom?
Fifth.
Yes, you're right. I don't know if you worked that out, but this is how it goes. After the Prince of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge, and his older children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, Prince Harry is sixth. Desire Caught by the Tail and The Four Little Girls are plays by which major 20th century figure much better known as a painter?
Picasso?
Yes, Desire Caught by the Tail has been described as surrealistic and simply weird, and the play is rarely produced due to sheer incomprehensibility. I did see it done once, though, in Saint-Tropez in the 60s, which is a terribly Peter Sarsted thing to say. In physics, which letter is used in lowercase to denote Planck's constant?
K?
No. Paul Pryor?
H.
H is right. Diana England, your question. What part of the body is studied in trichology?
Hair.
Yes. In the Old Testament, which two-letter word is the name of the land which is the setting of the Book of Job?
I want to say the land of Nod, but that's not...
Too many letters, amazingly. Mark Eaves?
Us.
Us. Uds. Yes, two letters, and they are U and Z. Your question, Mark Eaves. When a car is designated GTI, what does the letter I stand for?
Injection.
Yes. According to the list drawn up by the International Astronomical Union in 1922, there are as many constellations in the night sky visible from Earth as there are keys on a standard piano keyboard. How many is that?
88.
Yes. The so-called Gang of Four, a radical faction within the Chinese Communist Party, comprised Mao Zedong's wife and three others. Can you tell me the name of Madame Mao?
Highway?
No. She's slipped out of the public consciousness. I think she has, actually, as far as you four are concerned. Jiang Qing, or King. It's your question, Paul Pryor, now. Which composer stayed at 180 Ebury Street in London in 1764 when he was just 8 years old?
Mozart?
It was Mozart. His father, Leopold, famously took the child prodigy on a 3-year tour on which he was feted in many of the major cities of Europe. What do the following people have in common? Jean-Marc Ayrault, Manuel Valls, Bernard Cazeneuve, and Édouard Philippe.
French prime ministers.
Can you be a little more precise?
Prime ministers of France.
Those would be French prime ministers, all right.
This is a different way.
Yes. I think we'll let you have it. They are, in fact, and this is a surprising thing, I think, to most people, they are the four most recent prime ministers of France, in sequence from 2012. The RAF is holding various events to mark its 100th anniversary this year. Can you name the two bodies, and you must get both, that merged to form the RAF, founded in April 1918?
The Royal Flying Corps and the Fleet Air Arm. The Royal Navy Flying Corps.
No, not quite. That's not the official title, no. Mark Eaves?
Royal Flying Corps and the Royal Naval Flying Service.
Now, I'm going to have to turn that down too, since this is a semi-final. I'm very sorry about this. I'm sorry for both of you, actually. Any more tries on the basis of that? No. All right. Royal Flying Corps, of course, is fine. It's the Royal Naval Air Service. That's the part you have to get right. End of round one. Diana England has one. Everybody else has three. That's simple enough. OK, Mark Cooper. Derived from the Latin for underlying layer, what is the name of the material on which an enzyme might act to create new products? Out of time. Diana England.
Subcutaneous.
No. No answers, no. Sub is right. You're right. Substrate, as in stratum, you know. Diana England, your question, though. Lust, anger, greed, worldly attachment and ego are known as the five thieves in which religion, founded in the late 15th century by Nanak?
Sikhism.
Correct answer, yes. Carnegie Hall, as we know, can be found in New York, but also in which Scottish town where Andrew Carnegie was born in 1835?
Edinburgh?
No. Mark Eaves?
Dundee?
Not Dundee, no. Mark Cooper?
Inverness?
No. Paul Pryor?
Stirling?
No. Nice tour, I enjoyed that, but it's Dunfermline. Of all places. Dunfermline is the answer. Mark Eaves. Alan Ayckbourn's 1973 trilogy of interconnecting plays centres on a chaotic family gathering taking place over a weekend away in a country house. The three plays are Table Manners, Living Together and Round and Round the Garden. By what collective title are they often known?
Scarborough Plays?
No. That's where he operated, but no. Paul Pryor?
Norman Conquests.
Is the right answer, yes. Each play stands on its own and presents the same events from the garden, the sitting room and the dining room. Now, Paul Pryor's question. Subject to much speculation as to its unknown demise, what was the title or nickname of the 9th Roman Legion that was the subject of Rosemary Sutcliffe's 1954 novel, The Eagle of the Ninth?
There's the 9th Legion.
No. Hispana is the answer. End of another round. And here are the scores, which have edged closer together. Diana England, 2 points. Mark Eaves and Mark Cooper, 3 apiece. Paul Pryor, now 4. Well done. Now it's time for the first musical extract of today's semi-final. This year, 2018, the TV rock show The Old Grey Whistle Test rather soberingly marked the 30th anniversary of its last regular broadcast. Mark Cooper, here's the theme from that show, and your question comes after we've heard it. The tune is called Stone Fox Chase, and it's from a 1970 album by the American band Area Code 615. Their name is a reference to a US telephone dialing code. Can you tell me which area precisely is covered by Area Code 615?
Hollywood?
No. Diana England?
Memphis?
Not Memphis. Any more guesses? Mark Eaves?
Manhattan.
No. Paul Pryor going to have a go?
No, no thanks.
Okay. The answer is Nashville. Not a million miles from Memphis. Eastern Tennessee would have done, because the code covered much more than the city itself at the time. Dinah England now. In 1973, the unit of radio wave emission strength was named after which American radio engineer?
Dolby?
No. And it may not be answered. No, I think not. The answer is a Jansky, Carl Gunther Jansky, or Jansky possibly, but I'm sure the Americans said Jansky. Mark Eaves, mentioned in various news stories in recent years, the fear or aversion known as trypophobia is triggered by what specific features of modern life?
Mobile phones?
No. That's a good idea. I'm sure there's a word for that, but it isn't this one. Again, stumped, yes? OK, it's bubble wrap, or bubbles, or small holes. Anything similar to that. Psychiatrists have recently claimed that this fear may be linked to the history of human illness. Many infectious diseases, such as measles or smallpox, are identified by clusters of circular shapes on the skin, so that it's written into our DNA to mistrust and avoid these bubble-like shapes. Paul Pryor's question. Which English cathedral features what is believed to be the oldest mechanical clock in working condition in the world, made of hand-wrought iron in or before 1386?
Salisbury Cathedral.
Yes, it is. The adjective plantar refers to which specific area of the body?
The feet, soles of the feet.
You rescued yourself in time. The sole of the foot is the point. I couldn't accept feet, but the sole of the foot is right. A plantar wart is another name for a verruca. Apart from the short-lived putative republics of East and West Florida, four U.S. states have previously been sovereign nations. Texas, Hawaii, and California are three. Which is the fourth?
Alaska?
No. Mark Cooper?
Rhode Island?
No. Dinah England?
Virginia?
No. Mark Eaves?
Montana?
No. It's a surprising one to most of us, I think. Vermont is the answer. End of another round. The scores have been totted up, and these are they. Dinah England, 2. Mark Eaves, 3. Mark Cooper, 3. Paul Pryor now, 6. Which has brought us to the point in the programme where we traditionally pause and allow our contenders a few minutes to sit back and take their fingers off the buttons. In the semi-finals, as in every other contest, a Brain of Britain listener gets the chance to try and beat the brains with ingenious questions of his or her own devising. Today, we've chosen questions sent to us by Jeff Brough in what I call Shrewsbury, being from the Welsh side of the nearby border. And his place of origin is relevant to his questions, as you'll quickly see. If Mr. Brough manages to stump you with one or both of them, we'll be sending him a book voucher prize. Here's Jeff Brough's first question. Which sports team started life as the Shaw and Shrewsbury team?
Guess a sport. Something like the Barbarians, or even something like Dick Kerr's Ladies in football.
Barbarians.
Good try. Very good. But it's not. Right sport? The British and Irish Lions is the answer. They were founded as the Shaw and Shrewsbury team in 1888, the name Lions only really taking hold in the 1920s. The Shrewsbury part of the name was nothing to do with the town. It was a reference to the promoter Arthur Shrewsbury, who organised their earliest overseas tours. All right, see what you make of Mr. Brough's second question, then. In which much-admired American-stroke-British comedy film is one of the lead characters often seen wearing a Shrewsbury Town FC replica shirt?
This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, yes.
This is Spinal Tap.
Correct. Do you know who it was. Can you remember?
Derek Smalls?
It was the bass player Derek Smalls, played by Harry Shearer, who wore one, yes. Sometimes rather confusingly with a West Ham cap. It's a film which, a bit like The Simpsons, generates a lot of rather obsessive trivia, but the Shrewsbury Tower connection with Spinal Tap is, as far as we know, unexplained. However, I had a long and intense talk a while ago with Ian Hunter, formerly of Mop the Hoople, and he is definitely a Shrewsbury Town fan and has been since childhood, so there may be some research to be done there. Thank you, Jeff Brough, and very well done. We enjoyed your questions, and one of them defeated the brains. So your reward is a book voucher, and turned up to 11, of course, this round of applause. Return to the contest, then. Fingers on buttons again, everyone, and the next round starts with you again, Mark Cooper. What title, making reference to a phrase commonly used in their pages, did James Bernard Fagan give to his 1926 play based on the diaries of Samuel Pepys?
No idea, sorry.
Right. Mark Eaves.
And so to bed.
And so to bed, yes, which, of course, occurred so many times in the book. Diana England. This is part of a wartime cantata by Elgar, which sets a famous poem with a particular resonance this year, the Centenary of the Armistice. You have to name the poet.
Wilfred Owens?
No. Usually is on occasions like that, but no. Mark Eaves?
McRae?
No. Any more tries? Yes, Mark Cooper.
Brooke?
No.
Siegfried Sassoon?
No, these are usual suspects, I'm afraid. No, the answer is Lawrence Binion, who is really coming to be only famous for this. The final part of Elgar's The Spirit of England is a setting of Binion's 1914 poem For the Fallen, part of which is recited each year at the cenotaph ceremony. Mark Eaves, we come back to you. Bunkerton Castle and Ashcan Alley were locations in which long-running British comic strip?
Lord Snooty.
And his pals. Yes, Lord Snooty will do, from the Beano. Lord Snooty's official title was Lord Marmaduke of Bunkerton. Where in the body would you find Purkinje fibres?
In the gums?
No. Diana England?
In the brain?
No. Worth a guess, folks. Yes, Mark Cooper?
In the liver?
Nope. Anymore?
In the hair?
No, Paul Pryor. In the heart. Named after Jan Evangelista Purkinje, a Czech anatomist. Paul Pryor, described by Wordsworth in the Prelude as a pepperpot, where specifically in the United Kingdom would you find the circular residence known as Belle Isle or Island House?
On Lake Windermere.
On an island in Windermere, yes. Very striking building situated on the largest of Windermere's islands. Actually named after Isabella Kirwin, who bought it in the 1780s. Her descendants lived there till 1993. On which writer's characters did Frank Lesser base his great musical Guys and Dolls? No, out of time. Mark Cooper.
Runyon.
Yes. Damon Runyon is the right answer as we come to the end of another round. Diana England, 2. Mark Cooper, 4. Mark Eaves, 5. Paul Pryor, 7. And a win with those scores is within everybody's reach still. Mark Cooper, which classic Moroccan spice blend has a name that translates literally as head of the shop?
Ras Al Hanout.
That's the one. The Russian Republic of Kalmykia is remarkable for being the only region in Europe where the predominant religion is what?
Druze?
No, Mark Eves.
Buddhism.
Yes, to be specific, Tibetan Buddhism. Most of the inhabitants are Tibetan Buddhists and follow the teachings of the Dalai Lama. Diana England, in Greek mythology, which hero of the Trojan War was the son of Priam and Hecuba and the husband of Andromache?
Achilles.
No, Mark Eves.
Hector.
Hector's right. Your question we come to now, and it's a music one. It's from a 2017 film about the artist Vincent van Gogh that its makers claim is the world's first fully painted feature film. Each of the 65,000 frames of the film is an oil painting. Can you tell me the title of the film?
Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze.
Colours?
No. Diana England?
Vincent.
Not Vincent. Mark Cooper?
Saving Vincent?
No. No, Paul Price shaking his head. Saving Vincent was the closest. Loving Vincent. Only two letters wrong there. Loving Vincent. 125 professional oil painters worked on the film, which was by Dorota Kobiela and Hugh Welchman. Don McLean's famous song was sung by Leanne Lahavas. Now, Paul Pryor, the hypothetical Dyson tree, suggested by the physicist Freeman Dyson, is a genetically engineered plant capable of growing on which celestial objects?
The moon?
No. Diana England?
Asteroids?
No. Mark Cooper?
Meteors?
No. Nobody left. Okay, comets is the answer. You were so close with all the other things. And here are the scores at the end of that round. Diana England still on 2, Mark Cooper 5, Mark Eves 7, Paul Pryor 7. Goodness me. With those frightfully close scores, we have arrived at the final round. Mark Cooper, back to you. According to the proverb, what do good fences make?
Good neighbours.
Yes, as mentioned in the Robert Frost poem, Mending Wall. A Copita sherry glass is shaped like which flower?
Tulip.
Correct answer, yes. Which playwright's final work, The Sad Shepherd, remained unfinished at the time of his death in 1637?
Johnson.
Ben Jonson is right, yes. In 2009, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded jointly to three scientists, Ada E. Yonath, Thomas E. Steitz, and Venkatraman Ramakrishnan, for their research into a particle that is present in large numbers in all living cells and which serves as the site of protein synthesis. What is the name of these particles?
God particle.
No. Mark Eves?
ADT?
Nope. No more offers coming, no. Ribosomes is the answer I have here. Diana England's question. Which board game, invented in France in the late 1980s and played with black and white marbles, shares its name with a type of mollusk?
Oyster?
No. Mark Eves?
Abalone?
Abalone, yes. They became the first living creatures to survive a space flight in their capacity as mollusks. Mark Eves, which large port city is the home of Chile's National Congress?
Valparaiso?
Yes, that's right. Following fast on the heels of their hit shows Oklahoma and Carousel, which 1947 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical covers nearly four decades in the life of the medical practitioner Joseph Taylor Jr. Out of time. Mark Cooper.
South Pacific?
No. Nobody remembers this. It's quite true that nobody does remember it. It was called Allegro. Its first full professional run in Europe was in 2016, nearly 70 years after its Broadway premiere. It's your turn, Paul Pryor, for a clip of music, and you're going to hear a piece by a radical black music act of the early 1970s, often credited with paving the way for the rise of hip-hop some 10 years later. Can you tell me the name under which they recorded?
Black is misery, black is pain. Black is marching in Alabama and getting nothing but rifle butts on the brain and not the freedom that you march for. Black is digging John Coltrane. John Coltrane as he blows. No, not as he blows, but as he tells you of his life, which is his people's life, which is all our lives. Blow, train, blow. Listen, black people, listen. Listen to train as he blows away your life the way white people blow you away every day. Black is loving one another. Black is helping his sister and brother.
Africa, Bombata?
No, Diana England.
Run DMC?
No. Yes, Mark Cooper.
Funkadelic?
Nope. It wasn't. It was The Last Poets. That piece, Black Is, appeared on their acclaimed 1971 album, This Is Madness. Not acclaimed enough, apparently. That brings us to the end of the round. And these are the final scores at the end of the fourth and last semi-final of Brain of Britain 2018. Diana England, 2. Paul Pryor, 7. Mark Cooper, 8. Mark Eaves, 9. Meaning that it's Mark Eaves who'll be back next week, lining up alongside Jack Bennett, Brian Thompson and Clive Dunning in the 2018 final. After an extremely tough semi there, we have a very unpredictable contest to look forward to. I'm sure you'll agree with that formidable cast. Very well done, the other three of you. You all had chances to win, and thank you for your excellent contribution to the series as a whole. We'll look forward to welcoming you back in a few years' time, should you wish to have another crack at the title. Next week, we'll find out who the 65th Brain of Britain is going to be. You're warmly invited to join us. And thanks for listening today. Goodbye.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
This is the BBC.